Lord, we thank you for this evening, our time that we can gather here to focus on you for a moment here at the end of the year. Lord, I know that we could be many other places right now, but we have chosen to be here at your feet to hear your word and Lord, to understand the forgiveness and life that you have for us. Lord, I ask that you would block out a few of the distractions that might be racing through our minds right now so that we can focus on you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I said that at the beginning of the service because I don't think I'll see any of you tonight when the new year comes in. I don't know if I'll see anybody when the new year comes in tonight. We'll see how it all goes, but I can go to sleep pretty easy, pretty early. So, but anyway, thank you for being here this evening as we look at God's Word. I mentioned that we're going to kind of piggyback off of our Advent series this evening, the gifts of Christmas. We looked, and I took them off. I should have left them up here, but we had those little banners that we looked at for the Advent weeks. The gift of love, the gift of hope, the gift of joy, and the gift of peace. And I visited with a few people and said, you know, man, as I was going through that series, it almost seemed like, boy, this is kind of a downer of a series because every time we turned around, you know, it was supposed to be joyful, but we talked about how things are not always joyful. We talked about how we're supposed to have hope, but there's sometimes we feel kind of hopeless. There's a lot of times when we want peace, but peace seems to be the farthest thing from us. And I was assured by some that, no, it was actually good because it put things in perspective. It was realistic. And I even had a gentleman that visited with us on Wednesday evenings that was from out of town that told me the last service, he said, thank you for that series. Because he said, my wife was diagnosed with an illness earlier in the year, and that really brought some clarity for him. And so while we looked at those themes and we did focus a little bit at what I would call on the negative aspect of joy and hope and peace, the whole point of it is to understand that now this evening, the gift that we're going to look at, the gift of Jesus, is exactly what helps us have that joy, peace, and hope, even in the midst of those trying times, those times where everything seems to be in turmoil, when everything seems to be hopeless, Jesus steps in and offers us joy, peace, and hope, even in the midst of those circumstances. As we looked on Sunday, we looked at Christmas presents, you know, Jesus being that greatest gift, and we looked at Titus chapter 3. And it talks about in verse 4 how Jesus appeared into our world. And if we really think about that, I mean, that very first Christmas, there was no celebration being prepared to celebrate for. I mean, there were no people rushing around to get the last minute presents picked up and, you know, the food all put together for all of the family that was coming over. Sure, there was a lot of commotion going on in Bethlehem with the census that was being taken and everyone traveling to Bethlehem, but no one was going to expect that the Savior was going to be born. He just appeared. Just like some of those Christmas presents appear under our trees, Jesus, our greatest present ever, just appeared. And in verse 5, it goes on and says, he came into the world and he appeared to save us. And it goes on and says, not because of the righteousness that is within us, but because of God's mercy. I mean, we're sinful people. We live in a sinful world and we need God's righteousness. And that's what the gift of Jesus brings to us. It brings us God's righteousness. And God exchanges his son's righteousness for our unrighteousness and gives us forgiveness and the promise of eternal life. That's, as we said on Sunday, and I said as some kids might put it, that's the bestest gift ever. Right? And when we look at our passage for this evening, John chapter 1 verse 14, it says that God, or the Word became flesh, and the Word is Jesus, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. I know that it's very important for us to remember, and I don't want to downplay the fact that Jesus appeared into our world to save us, because that was the number one basic reason why Jesus came into the world, to save us. But I say there's even more. It doesn't overshadow the fact that Jesus came to save us, but there's more, because Jesus came into our world to dwell among us so that he knows exactly what we experience. It's hard to fathom that God himself in the flesh of Jesus walked on this earth. But he did. And he walked on this earth so that he could experience all of the trials and the struggles and the heartache, the issues that we deal with. He walked in our shoes so that he would know exactly what we are experiencing when we go through it in this world. And I thought, God could have done that in a lot better way, couldn't he? I mean, couldn't he have saved us in a lot better way than sending his own son into the world? I mean, if he really wanted to, he could have just spoke the words and said, hey, fix those relationships between man and God. And it could have been done, right? Now, I know there would be some pastors out there arguing theologically and saying, no, because blood had to be shed, which is, we agree with that, right? Because when we read the Old Testament sacrificial system that was set up, blood had to be shed in order to atone for sin. But I say God could have even changed that if he wanted to, right? He's God. God's God, not us. But he chose to send his son into the world. He chose his son to be that sacrificial, or that sacrifice for us, in order so that he could experience everything that we experience. There's only one difference. He did it without sinning. He did it perfectly. He didn't complain. He didn't bellyache about certain things in that. He did all of that for us so that we would have forgiveness in life. As we go into the new year, I can assure you of two things. And no, it's not taxes and whatever else. I assure you of two things. The first one is this. You are going to experience some very good times in 2017. We all do, don't we? I mean, we have birthdays, we have anniversaries, we have baptisms, we have the birth of a child, we have all sorts of things that bring us pleasure and that are joyful. You're going to experience some of those in 2017. The second thing I can assure you of is that you're going to experience some difficult times, some heartache, some questions, some things that aren't quite so pleasant. And regardless of which circumstance you're faced with at any given moment in time, know this, that Jesus appeared into our world to walk with us, not to leave us here alone and on our own and by ourselves, but to walk every step with us. That's the greatest gift of Jesus. Jesus himself coming into our world to walk with us. The Old Testament reading pointed to the fact that Jesus or God made his dwelling among the people in that tabernacle with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. And it's always a little bit ironic to me that some people would want to say that Jesus doesn't physically present himself to us today. But he always has. He's always come into our world in a physical way. And we get to experience one of those ways this evening. As we come forward, we will receive Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. He comes to us personally this evening, not only in his word, but in his body and blood to assure us of the forgiveness and life that we have. I pray that as we enter into a new year, I know probably people's minds are already racing. What's the new year going to be like, you know, with the new president and everything? How is all that going to work out? Maybe some of us are thinking about our own personal circumstances. How are some of those things going to play out? Know this, that the Lord's with us. Jesus is with us. And it will work out however he plans for that to be. And he will assure us of the forgiveness and life that we have in him. I pray that this 2017 will be a good year for each of you. And also that it will be a great opportunity for us here at St. John. As we will see tomorrow morning in the service, we're going to look at Christmas lights. That's one of our main purposes, is to be a light into the world, into what is most of the time really dark and filled with evil and violence and unbelief. That's what God has called us to be, is the light into that dark world. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.